podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the FPL tips video ahead of game week 16. We're going to have four different tips this week. As you already know, the World Cup's coming up. So this is an odd game week because it feels like the end of the season because we're going to be looking at basically 1 week punts going into game week 16. But we're also going to cover a couple of other different things as well. But it almost has that end of season feel. Although don't forget, you know, if you built up a lot of transfer value in certain players, that's going to be all important when we look at game week 17 onwards. So the first tip is going to be what happens to FPL during the World Cup. The second one, we're going to look at defensive 1 week punts, basically just for game week 16. And then we're going to cover the attacking 1 week punts as well. So again, just players that we're going to look at for game week 16 ahead of those unlimited free transfers during the World Cup. Then we're also going to discuss the captaincy. So basically, I know, a lot of people love to just go for Haaland, but I think there is some debate there. So we're going to use different things, using the Fantasy Football Scout members area to have a look at these things and try and get you, you know, a tip for each one. Try and get to some kind of conclusion for each and every tip. So let's get straight into it. But please don't forget, you know, if you enjoy these videos, to give the video a like and also subscribe to the Fantasy Football Scout channel. So we're going to start, first of all, with basically what happens during the World Cup. Now, for people watching the video, I've basically just put a screenshot, which is from the official website. FPL have kindly put together an article, basically a Q&A article of what exactly is going to happen during the World Cup. Now, I mean, the key thing here is price changes will freeze. So the last price changes will occur on the 13th of November, and then they'll be frozen for the duration of the World Cup. So basically, prices will be frozen after that game week 16 deadline until the game week 17 deadline. And the game week 17 deadline is Boxing Day in the UK at 11 Greenwich Mean Time, so 11 a.m. So we're going to have prices frozen for a long time. So between the 13th of November and the 26th of December, all prices are going to be frozen on the FPL website. There is a question on here that has confused a few people. So it's basically, can I roll a free transfer from game week 16? So the answer that's been given, and I'll read it verbatim, is yes, you can roll a free transfer in game week 16 or game week 17 and have two free transfers going into game week 18. If you make two or more transfers in game week 17, then you lose your save transfer. So I think the key there is you could technically roll a transfer this week, but that would be that if you're not then using the unlimited free transfers for game week 17. So I think that's very, very unlikely. We're going to have, you know, all those weeks off for the World Cup. You're bound to have injuries. You're going to want to make changes to your squad. Even if it's just the backup keeper, maybe you've got Iverson as your backup keeper and you want to switch it to Ward. So while they've clarified that you could potentially have two free transfers coming out of that World Cup break, I really do think, and this is the first tip, that use all your free transfers. So if you've got one transfer this week or if you've got two, I would basically use them both, you know, even if you're just changing your first sub or something, because it's going to be very, very unlikely that you're going to really be realistically not changing your squad over the World Cup break. Because, you know, players could, like, for example, Kane could get to the World Cup final and then he might not be available, you know, for a couple of game weeks. And also just be aware of selling value. If you've built up a lot of value in a player like Haaland, even someone like Zaha, just be aware that you might want them back. So maybe it's not worth, you know, transferring them out. Probably a really good example would be Saliba, actually. People have built up a lot of value in him when he was 4.5 million. So while he's on the suspension tightrope, you know, he's got Wolves away this week. So I'd be very, very careful about selling players who you might want back. And especially when we get to the point where we're going to be using our unlimited free transfers, you know, after this game week, be aware that, you know, if you're tinkering and take out players who you've built value up in, if you then bring them in again for free, you're going to lose that value. So just be very, very careful. And honestly, I would not bother with rolling a transfer this game week. So we're going to get now into, basically, we've got a couple of tips where they're going to be. We're looking at 1 week punts for game week 16. So we're going to start with defensive assets. With defensive assets, I'm not going to break them all down into sections. Defensive assets, we're going to class as goalkeepers and we're going to class as defenders. Now, what I've got on screen is the Fantasy Football Scout. It's the fixture ticker. I've sorted it game week 16 by the best defensive fixture there is. And right at the top is Brighton. They've got Aston Villa at home. Obviously, Brighton have been putting up incredible defensive numbers throughout the season. Despite the manager change, the numbers still look very, very good. So I'd say just off the bat here, really, the you know Brighton defenders would be brilliant. You know, if you want to bring a defender in, whether it's Sanchez in goal, or you could look at like Webster or a Dunk, you know, nailed on players who are going to play. They've got the best fixture for game week 16. Now, it's not the most glamorous move to be moving defenders, but if you've got Dalot, for example, Dalot suspended, just bring in a Brighton defender. Because right behind them, you've got Everton, who are away to Bournemouth. While Bournemouth aren't putting up the best attacking numbers, they are still scoring. They've been scoring goals. You know, in the last couple of games, they've been a couple of goals up before actually losing the game. And plus, Everton are away, and I don't know who I'd really go for there. I mean, maybe you could go for a Tarkowski or Cody. Patterson, we mentioned in the previous video, still hasn't broken into that Everton starting lineup. He did start, I believe, in the Carling Cup in midweek. And just to clarify, I'm recording this video on Tuesday night. Then you've got Arsenal, Wolves away. I mean, Ben White's a great option. Gabriel's a great option. Saliba's a great option. I probably would put them ahead of Brighton assets. Arsenal look really, really good. And then we got Forest. I mean, they're at home to Palace. You could play Nico Williams. I wouldn't necessarily bring him in. And then you've got Bournemouth again. Yeah, it's Bournemouth. I probably wouldn't go there. So I do think, I mean, this is going to be quite a short section. If you're looking to target players for game week 16, I think those are the kind of players you're going to look at. Now, there is another little wild card pick here, and that's Ivan Perisic. So for people watching the video, Perisic played basically, you know, up front in the last game week. Now, that's obviously due to various injuries like Richarlison, Kulusevski's only just returning, things like that. So I think we're going to have to keep a close eye on Spurs, keep an eye on the press conferences, because if you're watching the video, I've got a heat map up. Basically, Perisic, it shows how attacking he was. He hit the woodwork a couple of times, and he's quite cheap. And the perfect thing with Perisic in, he's a headache to own, but as a one-week punt, he's probably the most exciting you're going to get from defenders. So definitely, definitely one I'll be looking at is Ivan Perisic. So the tip here is that Perisic could be a fun punt, but Brighton defenders like Sanchez, Dunk and Webster are the safe assets if you need a cheap and nailed defender for 1 week. So that's not the most exciting thing. We're going to move on to attacking punts. I think there's a lot more to talk about here. So again, on the screen, I've put up the same as defensive assets, but it's for attacking players. So it's actually different. So Fantasy Football Scout, you can sort by overall statistics, fixture strength, or you can sort by defensive or attacking fixtures. So this is sort of sorted by attacking fixtures. So it's different. So we've got Palace right at the top, Nottingham Forest away. That's seen as the best fixture for this game week. Obviously, Zaha just played up front, so he's going to be a very, very popular pick. West Ham a second, Leicester at home. Bowen's been putting up incredible numbers. He's again going to be a very popular pick. We've got a couple of question marks over players like Wilson and Mitrovic. Personally, with the information we've got now, I think they're going to play. But Bournemouth have got Everton at home. Third on the ticker, Solanke is never going to be a bad pick for his price and probably quite affordable to get in. Then we've got the first big team, inverted commas. So in fourth place, we've got Liverpool. They're at home to Southampton. So there's a lot of assets here. There's going to be, you know, obviously Salah. He's probably going to be covered when we get to captaincy. Darwin Nunez has been a very, very popular pick as well. So he could, if you've got a little bit of money in the bank, I'd much prefer him to someone like Solanke. His numbers are incredible, and we're going to get to other players' numbers shortly. His sample's not as big. Obviously, he's not always had the best minutes. He got that suspension for getting sent off, you know, earlier in the season when people were looking to bring him in. After Liverpool, we got Man United. They're away to Fulham. So I think Bruno Fernandes, he's back from suspension. So hopefully Man United look a little bit better. Rashford's going to be a very, very popular punt there. Then we move on to Forest. They're at home to Palace. I don't know who's going to play up front. So I think that's a bit of a, I don't really think there's any Forest players we're going to be looking at. And then we've got Spurs at home to Leeds. Obviously, there's been a lot of injuries in that team. We've mentioned Perisic for his, you know, for defensive assets. Obviously, if he's playing up front, you need to look at that Leeds fixture. You know, seventh place on this ticker, it's a very good attacking fixture. So if you see him as a player who can get, you know, 6 points for a goal, He's got the potential to get a clean sheet as well, despite Leeds, you know, scoring some goals recently. And they're just ahead of City, who've got Brentford at home. So it goes without saying, Brentford, that's a fantastic fixture. I wanted to do a little bit more, though, than just look at that. I wanted to look at the players' underlying numbers as well. So we're looking here. Basically, these are all players. I've not filtered by any kind of price constraints or anything, or even I haven't even filtered by positions. But what's important here is these players are sorted by XGI. It's all the players in the game. And obviously, players who are going to be on this list are going to have played a lot of games. So these are players who have all played a minimum of 12 games, looking at this list. So Nunez, who I mentioned earlier, he's going to be one that doesn't show on the list, but his underlying numbers, like per 90, look very, very good. Much better than Firmino, who's on this list. Now, I think if you haven't got the money to get to Nunez, who's at the time of recording 8.9, Firmino at 8.1 could potentially be worth a little punt. It's one I can't quite afford. But Liverpool look very, very good for this game week. So I'm also going to highlight Jesus. I feel like I've mentioned him most weeks, and he's been okay. He got a couple of assists 2 weeks ago. He had some chances this game week against Chelsea, and maybe with better finishing he could have returned. But again, he's in third place for XGI across the season. So Haaland tops it at 12.7 XGI. Kane's just below now at 10.2, and then we've got Jesus there at 9.1. So I think Jesus is a very, very good pick still. He's actually ahead of Salah for XGI for the season. They both played 13. So like I said, Jesus on 9.14. We got Salah on 8.63. I also wanted to mention Bowen. As we mentioned, and I'm going to quickly go back to the last screen, West Ham are the second best fixture, attacking fixture for the game week. So West Ham are at home to Leicester. And Bowen is right up there. So 14 games played. So worth bearing in mind, that's higher in the sample size. He's got an XGI of 6. He's off penalties now, according to his recent interview. But still, for a one-week punt, I think he's a brilliant asset. And if you're looking at midfielders, I mean, Bowen, I think there's two other players we could consider. So one is Zaha. He played up top in the last game because Edouard missed out. 5.27 XGI over only 12 games, though. So 0.8 XGI less Zaha has than Bowen, but he's played a couple of games less, and his role in the last game was a lot more attacking. And a similar player to Zaha is going to be Trossard as well. He's got a great game this week, and his numbers align a lot more with Bowen. So I've not highlighted him on the table for those watching, but we've got Trossard at 5.98 XGI. just behind Bowen's 6, and Trossard's played a game less. And similar to Zaha, Trossard actually played up top in the last couple of fixtures. Welbeck missed out. So I think midfield wise, we're going to be looking at players like we've got Bowen, we've got Zaha. Obviously, I've highlighted Salah, but he's quite a bit more expensive, so we're saving him for the captaincy discussion. And then if you're looking at attackers, we've got Jesus, Darwin, and Firmino as well. So just to wrap that up, I've listed all the players that I really like as attacking punts for game week 16. Bowen, Zaha, Trossard and Darwin Nunez. And that special little mention to Firmino as well. If you can't quite stretch to get into Darwin, I think Firmino could be okay for 1 week. And what's good about all these punts is, you know, when we get to the unlimited free transfers, we can just remove them. We don't have to worry about them for long term. So it's a good bit of fun there. And finally, we're going to do captaincy. Now, I know a lot of people just want to captain Haaland every week, and that's fair enough. There were some comments that came out today, so Tuesday lunchtime, where Pep's Pep. So he made some comments that Haaland suggested that Haaland might not be fully fit. Now, he could be completely lying. It is Pep. Although one thing I would say is that Fulham game, obviously they were winning 1-0. They went down to 10 men when Cancelo got sent off. And he ended up bringing Haaland on, and Haaland scored that penalty, you know, in the 94th minute or whatever it was. So one thing worth mentioning is the plan was, according to Pep, that Haaland wasn't going to feature against Fulham unless they were struggling in the game. So maybe he's not fully fit. So maybe that has to have some weight as well. But what I've got on screen is the Fantasy Football Scout Rate My Team for this game week. And Salah's actually top. So this might be partly due to minutes. Haaland's probably predicted to have less minutes than Salah with the information that we have today. So Salah's on 7.66, Haaland's on 7.2, and Kane's on 6.76. And then De Bruyne is just behind Kane at 6.44. There's quite a drop off then when you get to the Liverpool guys like Darwin and Trent. So the question this game week is going to be, are we going to look at captaining Salah or Haaland? Because in my opinion, I think it's going to be between those two. And I think it's going to come down, once again, and I feel like I keep saying this, it's going to come down to risk appetite. So I'm going to probably be going for Salah because I ended up selling Haaland last week. I don't think, for me, it's worth me bringing in Haaland for a -4. Maybe some stuff that Pep says, or if we get a team leak nearer the time, I might change my mind and end up doing that hit. Because Haaland's going to have huge effective ownership. He's probably going to be, I'd imagine, 180, 185%. Unless there's some news that Haaland's not fit, then maybe that would drop off a bit. So you're taking a huge risk going against Haaland, but I need to try and gain rank, and I do genuinely think that Salah's the best captain for this game week. So I'm going to be going for Salah at home to Southampton. Haaland at home to Brentford's a great game as well. So what I'm going to say for this tip is that basically they're both great options, but risk appetite could be the decider. So for me, I'm going to go for Salah, but if anyone wants to go for Salah, if anyone wants to go for Haaland, I don't blame them at all. So thanks again for watching my Game Week 16 tips video. If you have any feedback at all, let me know in the comments. Remember to like and subscribe. The plan is that I'll be back ahead of the World Cup, and we will go through, you know, basically we're going to have unlimited free transfers. So I think there's going to be a lot more that we can talk about there. This basically is a week, have a little bit of fun. Don't roll your transfer. Pick your captain between Salah and Haaland, and then enjoy the World Cup. But thanks a lot for watching, and see you soon.